Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At an economic summit in China, President Obama is turning attention to the Islamic State. He's consulting with leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges. President Obama arrived Saturday in Hangzhou for this G20 gathering, where he and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced that they had committed their nations to a landmark climate deal brokered last year in Paris.
The Paris Agreement alone won't solve the climate crisis, but it does establish an enduring framework that enables countries to ratchet down their carbon emissions over time and to set more ambitious targets as technology advances.
Total number of 26 parties, accounting for 39% of global emissions, are signed up to the agreement that sets nation-by-nation targets for cutting carbon emissions. The agreement still needs 29 parties representing at least 16% more of global emissions to enter into the force. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was hanged in a jail near Dhaka, the capital, after a final meeting with family members. Country's highest court had rejected his final appeal, and Ali subsequently said he would not seek presidential clemency, thus assuring his execution. Turkey has sent more tanks into northern Syrian villages there to support Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State. At least 20 tanks, 5 armored personnel carriers, trucks, other armored vehicles crossed the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched its so-called Euphrates Shield on August the 24th. This is VOA News. With the one-year anniversary of the death of Syrian toddler Alan Kurdi, the United Nations Refugee Agency is reporting thousands of refugees and migrants continue to make the perilous journey across the Mediterranean in search of asylum in Europe. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates nearly 4,200 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean since Alan Kurdi's lifeless body washed ashore on a Turkish beach 1 year ago. The number of arrivals in Greece has practically dried up following the implementation of a European Union-Turkey accord under which migrants are prevented from leaving Turkish shores. But the numbers leaving Libya for Italy remain high. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the change in the migratory pattern has caused a spike in the number of casualties.
So far this year, one person has died for every 42 crossing from North Africa to Italy, compared to one in every 52 last year.
Spindler says these dangers reinforce the urgent need to increase legal pathways for refugees to seek asylum in European countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Vatican hosting a ceremony today where Pope Francis will lead the canonization service for Mother Teresa. It'll happen in front of St. Peter's Basilica. Speaking to thousands of lay volunteers from around the world, including firefighters and volunteers who rescued survivors from the August 24th earthquake in central Italy, Pope Francis said Saturday that Mother Teresa deserves sainthood. Pope also said, he was talking about the volunteers, among the most precious things the Church has, you who every day, he says, often silently and unassumingly give shape and visibility to mercy. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the saint of the gutters for her work among the poorest of the poor in India, arriving in Calcutta in 1929. When she died in 1997 at the age of 87, Mother Teresa's only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. Voters in Hong Kong are at the polls today for some described as the most crucial election since the handover from Britain in 1997. The vote for lawmakers in the Legislative Council is the first since 2014, the pro-democracy street protest. At stake is the power to keep the city's widely unpopular Beijing-backed leader, Leung Chun-ying, new wave of activists running for office, hope to ride a rising tide of anti-China sentiment. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.